Simon Shin Aleph, Sif Mem Dalad. The Mechaber discusses somebody who wants to save his clothing from being burnt in the fire. He could put on as much clothing as he could get on, and wrap himself in as much layers as he could, since it's all derech malbush, and he could bring it to wear it to a safe place, and then take it off, and go back for more clothing, and go back and forth as many times as necessary. Sif Mem Hey. Somebody's clothing got wet. Mr. Burr explains either could be because he got stuck in the rain, or he slipped, ended up falling into a river, some other body of water. In any case, now his clothing is wet. He could walk with them, wearing them, and we're not afraid he's going to come to the schita to squeeze them. While a person is wearing clothing, there's no chashash that he's going to do schita. He's going to squeeze the clothing out from water. The Bir Aloch says to be careful not to shake it out, because shaking it out from the water is a problem of schita. But just to go wearing his clothing regular, even if it's very wet, that's not a problem. There's no chashash that he's going to come to schita to come squeeze it out. But the Mechaber cannot hang it out to dry because of Maris Ein. Somebody hangs out wet clothing to dry, it looks like he washed it. He did kibbutz, he washed it in laundry on Shabbos. Now he's hanging it out, especially in the olden days. And if dryers, the way you dry clothing is by hanging it out to dry on the clothespins, so on the clothesline. So by hanging out to dry, B'chashash Maris Ein, looks like he did kibbutz. The Mishnah brings is a Shalom Achrenim, Magnavram against other Achrenim, if it only got wet with a little bit of water. Magnavram holds then there's no Marasayin. Other Achrenim say that even if it's not so wet, it's only a little bit wet, and as much as it's enough, it's hanging out to dry, that would be an issue of Marasayin. Mishnah also discusses in those days they didn't have disposable diapers for babies, young children like we have nowadays. The diapers got washed down and then dried. So if a diaper got used by a young child and now it's dirty, or even if it's not dirty but it's wet from the baby and you hang it out to dry, so then there's no chashash by our side. It does not look like you washed it. On the contrary, it's obvious that it's not clean. It was used by a baby and just hang it out to dry in order it could be used again. Just be careful not to hang it out near an oven where the wetness is on it could become yatzeles, but then you have a problem with bishul on that water. The Shulchan Aruch says that clothing you cannot hang out to dry, even b'chadur chadarim, even the private rooms of your own house. There's no real Maris Ein, still you cannot hang it out to dry. Chazal did not differentiate this way. Plug in the Isser Maris Ein, even b'chadur chadarim, in the private room where no one's going to see it. However, Mr. Rur brings that the Rishonim, Tosfos and the Rosh say, and the Acharonim go with this, that the issue of Maris Ein, even b'chadur chadarim, that we say lay plug, and Chazal said there's an issue of Maris Ein, even hanging in a private place, is only when the Maris Ein is, it looks like you did an Issa Deraisa, such as over here, that kibbutz, which I'm learning more about in the next Siman Shem Beis, kibbutz is part of a Malacha Deraisa, a Malabin, on Shabbos. As opposed to if the whole Kashash that people are going to think is that you're over on the Issa Derabanan, so then to hang out in the public place or to do whatever the Maris Ein is in the public place will be a problem. But that which we don't differentiate, we say even B'chad V'chadorm is a problem Maris Ein, that will not apply by something that's Issa Derabanan. Although in the Bir Aloch, it brings there are those who are not masking to this, but on the other hand, there are those who are mekel, always b'chad v'chadarim. So this is the psak that Mishnah makes on the day from the Achrenim, based on Tosfos and the Rosh, that when it's a shalv maris ayin deraisa or machbid b'chad v'chadarim, shalv drabbanon, then we're not machbid b'chad v'chadarim. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says that the isser of hanging out, because maris ayin is only if you hang out on Shabbos, but if you hang out on Erev Shabbos, you know, it's still going to be hanging on Shabbos, you don't have to take it away, there's no kodashash maris ayin, because no reason anyone think you washed it on Shabbos, it's hanging here from Erev Shabbos, so if you washed it, you washed it on Erev Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says somebody who has a towel is bringing home wet from the Beis HaMerchatz right before Shabbos. You should make sure to hang it out before Shabbos and don't wait till Ben HaShemashas to hang it out. However, he's going to need it on Shabbos. There's room to make it to hang it out Ben HaShemashas though, as long as you're careful Ben HaShemashas not to squeeze it, not to squeeze water out. Sif Mem Vav, if you have clothing that's wet from water, so you cannot dry it near the fire in the place where it could become Yatzeletus boy, this is because he might actually come, if he gets Yatzeletus boy, come to actual problems of Bishul. It could potentially be issues of Malabin as well. In fact, the Ramah says that clothing that got wet, that to the point that you're makbid, that it bothers you that it's wet, it becomes muktzah in al-matatlik, because you might come to schita. Now, this is only by something where it bothers you that it got wet. As opposed to a towel that's normal that gets wet, it's meant to get wet, so then does not become muktzah when it becomes wet. The Ramah says it's also on Shabbos to go to a place where one is liable to slip and get wet from the water, because if his clothing gets wet, he might come to Shechita, therefore one may not put himself in such a position, l'chatchila. Sif Mem Zayin, that which we said that's also for one to hang his clothing out on Shabbos, because Chashash Maris Ayin, if the clothing is wet, it does not make a difference how it got wet. We discussed before if it got wet from the rain or from slipping and falling into rivers or the body of water. Shulchan Aruch says here in Sif Mem Zayin, even the way it got wet is from sweat, from Zeya. Someone's very sweaty, and the clothing got wet from sweat, and he wants to hang it out. He cannot hang it out on Shabbos. Does not make a difference why it's wet. This Isser for one to hang clothing out on Shabbos because of Chashash Maris Ayin, and this Isser applies, like we said, even B'chadrei Chadarim.